Birdwatch Ireland is launching an important new map today. It uses scientific data to identify the areas where Irish seabirds most need protection. Because of the 24 breeding species of Irish seabirds, 23 have an unfavourable conservation status. Our reporter Ethna Dodd is at Kilcool Beach in Wicklow. Good morning, Ethna.
Good morning, Anya. Yeah, that's right. You should be able to hear the little tern colony behind me on Kilcool Beach. Terns are a popular Irish breeding seabird and they breed on this beach. Kilcool Beach is one of the few sites that's already protected for birds on both the land and the marine. Of course, beaches are just one type of landscape where Irish seabirds spend their time. The other main one is, of course, cliffs. Jim Wilson has been observing the birds on the old Head of Kinsale for more than 50 years. This site is already a designated special protection area, but Jim told me he was worried for the welfare of the birds if the seas were not also where they feed and hunt are not also protected.
Just protecting them on their own will be next, I won't say useless, but will be of little value if we don't protect the areas out to sea where they go to hunt. It is something we need to do. It is something we need to do fast.
You've been observing birds there for 50 years. How are the birds doing?
Overall, not good. Not good. The kittiwake, for which the old Head of Kinsale would be probably the most important species there. The numbers there are dwindling at an alarming rate. The Red Data Book, which is the list of birds in danger, describes the kittiwake as vulnerable, which means it wouldn't take a lot for it to be in serious trouble. The auks, the guillemot and the razorbill, which are also found there, particularly the guillemot, their numbers again have been decreasing.
I'm joined now by Una Duggan, Head of Advocacy at Birdwatch Ireland. Una, this map has identified 73 areas that are important for Irish seabirds. How are these sites identified?
Thank you, Ethna. We're here at Kilcool Beach Little Tern Colony, which is a project run by Birdwatch Ireland but funded by the National Parks and Wildlife Service. The IBAs, the 73 IBAs, were identified by collating all the available survey data and tracking data for the seabirds and analysing them against BirdLife's international IBA criteria. And that's how we designated or came up with the 73 important bird areas. So it's using the best available science with a lot of input from our own scientists and international scientists.
So this is an internationally recognised biodiversity standard. If all of these sites were made special protection areas, what would that mean for the birds and the people?
Well, for the birds, it would mean that they have or should have extra protection for in the marine space. But that would be, it would really be relying on the government to develop management plans with conservation objectives and measures and actions for the birds. So, and for people, what that would mean is hopefully more birds, you know. Really, the protection of seabirds at every phase of their life cycle is really important. And since 1998, we haven't designated these sites, and we should have designated them a long time ago in the marine in particular. A lot of the colony sites are where they breed are already protected, but in the marine, there's very little land or sea protected so far.
And Ireland has a target to make 30% of its marine waters protected areas by the end of this decade. Would designating all of these areas, would that mean that the state reaches that target?
Not quite. It would bring us up to 17.5% of the 30%. So, up from 10, around 10 at the moment. So definitely would make some good ground. But we really need to see then just those sites to be designated, but also then the Marine Protected Area Bill to be brought forward as soon as possible. So the other marine protected areas can also be identified and to protect our ecosystems, because we know we have a climate crisis. Seabirds are in trouble globally. Half the seabird population is in trouble with in decline. And one third are threatened. So, we're very, very concerned. And birds like the kittiwake in Ireland are declining here also. And kittiwake and puffin are globally vulnerable, meaning they're also in trouble. So we have up to 750,000 seabirds coming to Ireland every year to coastal cliffs, islands, to breed. And that is a phenomenal number. It means Ireland is very, very important for seabirds. And we really should be enjoying that and protecting and restoring those populations as much as possible.
Of course, birds are just one species that use the marine and Irish land. Why are we counting birds? Why use them as the markers for where our biodiversity sites should be protected?
Well, birds are indicators of the health of the environment. So they are normally can be fairly good to easy to count, except if you're maybe out on an island and you have a gannet colony with 40,000 pairs, that could be kind of tricky. But for example, the state has funded the Observe aerial survey, and that provided huge data and information to get a better fix on the birds. What we need next now is tracking data, more tracking data to see how birds use Irish waters. Birdwatch Ireland is doing some of that work already, which is going very well. Yeah, birds are predators in the marine. They are top of the food chain, and they're really, really important indicators of the health of the marine environment and on land as well. If we know birds are declining, we know there's a problem in our environment and we need to address it.
You're launching the map identifying the 73 sites later on today. Are any politicians coming to that, and what will you be saying to them?
Yes, we've invited a lot of TDs and senators to come to today. And what I would like to say is, please value our seabirds, designate these IBAs as SPAs, special protection areas for the seabirds, and let's get management plans in place. And when we're rolling out renewable energy, we have to take the biodiversity crisis into account at the same time. Roll out renewable energy, roll out marine protection.
Okay, Una Duggan, thank you so much for joining me at Kilcoo Beach in the Little Tern Colony. Back to you in studio, Anya.
Thank you, Esna Dodd in Wicklow there. 9 o'clock news coming up next.